Hello, GWA. I've decided to take a go at Mrs. Yummy Mixer questionnaire. Okay, so first question. Do post tags matter or do you just read the title? I think post tags matter a lot, just because I don't really want to listen to something that I'm not going to be into. I really like titles because I think they're very creative, even though a lot of my stuff has lacked titles. And yeah. How much time do you spend making, editing, and audio? I have been at this shortly, but I didn't start editing until my last post. And honestly, I spent like an hour, and that was only because I was trying to find the editing software. Yeah. What are the pros and cons of recording? The pros are definitely, the self-confidence that it brings, just because you guys are, or a lot of you people are really nice. And yeah, that's really nice. Cons of recording would definitely be the fear of anybody finding them. So, yeah. After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? I don't think so, only because I was a very kinky person to begin with. Do you like the sound of your own voice? Yes and no. No, because I just don't think I sound very good. I don't know. I don't know. I rumble a lot. I guess yes, because my father was a videographer, so growing up we had a lot of, home movies, whatever. So I guess that's audio and video, so I'm glad that's there. But also I know a lot of people who have trouble speaking, because I work with a lot of people with developmental disabilities, and so it's kind of something that you don't want to take for granted, the fact that you do have a voice. Which kind of audio is your favorite? Definitely masturbation. That has been one of my favorite things always. I really like the pleasure that people are experiencing, I guess. Do you have any regrets about clips you've made? Yes. I think it was my third one. There was a lot of slurring, and that was because, and also it was all over the place. I had taken an Ambien and decided to record, which is incredibly stupid. Let's see. Do you have a Gone Wild audio crush? Of course. I think that all ladies would be lying if they said no. Let's see. Would you have sex while a porno is being played? Abso-fucking-lutely. I think it's, not only hot, but you can get some ideas, and I don't know. What is the most embarrassing, funny sexual experience alone or with someone else? Yes, it was a time that I had a guy over, and earlier that day I had gotten a Brazilian, and so I was not anticipating having him go down on me or anything like that because, my vagina was really red and swollen, and I did not think it would be pleasurable. I knew I was would go down on him, but yeah. Anyway, so I was wearing Hello Kitty underwear, which is not the sexiest thing in the world. They were cute little boy shorts, but hey. I don't know. I like Hello Kitty, whatever. Let's see. If lying is wrong or white lies okay. Absolutely. I don't think that anybody ever wants to hurt someone's feelings or have their feelings be hurt. So if it's a tiny, tiny little lie, I don't think it's hurting anybody. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? Definitely watch others. I don't know. I don't think that I am the sexiest person in the world. Honestly, if I think of myself, I kind of, have you ever seen Cruel Intentions where Selma Blair's character is on the bed like trying to be all sexy and she falls off? Yeah, I feel like that would be me. Anyway, so what is the weirdest way you have ever gotten yourself off? Okay, so when I was a kid, I started masturbating early, probably like 11. We had this like Mr. Potato Head massager type thing. So yeah, I would use that. So yeah. What is the fastest way to get yourself to come? Or the fastest way to get you to come? I guess honestly, it's just really being in the moment. And honestly, I think it's the feelings that are kind of surrounding the whole experience. I don't know. What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? Smell. If you smell bad, yeah. If you smell good, I'm gonna fucking jump you. Or want to. Yeah. Favorite place to come or have someone come on you? Honestly, I'm a big fan of the tits. Having someone come on my tits. Only because, and it's weird, but yeah, I kind of like rub the cum into my skin. That's weird, but whatever. Like it. What music would you have or would you like to have playing while you're having sex? It depends on the situation and what type of sex is being had. I really like, I'm not gonna say rap music, but a lot of like R&B with like the really, really good beats. I think that beats are really, really nice and can turn you on. Do you think that love equals sex? Or do you think that, wait, love equals sex? Or do they go hand in hand? No, not at all. Because you can definitely have sex without being in love. Yeah, so yeah, definitely not. What do you prefer to be called or say? Daddy, sir, master, kitten, baby girl, slut? That's a good question. I have said daddy before, but that was by request. I don't know. I think that it really depends on the mood. Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, or silent? Definitely a moaner. I can be silent if I have to be, put my head in a pillow. But yeah, otherwise, I like to moan. I like to tell you, what is. Tell you what I like, which is actually, I think, another question. When was the worst time you've been turned on? Probably like either class or at work. No. I don't think there's been a worse time. Really. I don't know. What's your most extreme fetish? I don't think I have any real extreme fetishes. I mean, I like a lot of different things, but I'm not hardcore. I love toys. That's probably the most extreme. Yeah. What's one thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try in bed? I don't know. I don't think there's anything I am actually embarrassed to admit that I'd want to try. Yeah. Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Yes, as long as you're not yanking too hard and hurting me. Do you enjoy bondage? Yes. I haven't ever done it. The whole tying up thing, I would definitely love to. I think there's something really sexy about giving someone control of your body and being able to control your orgasms, that type of thing. Are you into playing with hot wax? I have never done it. Have you ever been with someone older than you? Yes. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Yes, and I have. Have you ever tried anal? No. I had a finger stuck in my butt once, but no, didn't try, penis ass stuff. Have you ever been double penetrated? No, I have not. Have you ever had sex in public? If a parking lot is considered public, then yes. Do you like being handled roughly? Yes, I do. But again, it depends on the type of sex. If it's a very what am I trying to say? Passionate situation, then I like to be handled roughly. But if it's tender, no. Are you very verbal in bed? Yes, I am. I think that that is extremely important, only because how the fuck are they gonna know what is pleasing you? Do you like receiving pain or giving it? Not really. I don't know. I've never really done it or experimented with it. What is your favorite item for spanking? Definitely a person's hand. Just because it's very intimate, even though you're being spanked. What's the worst porn you have watched? I have no idea. Probably, I don't know if you would consider this porn, but two girls, one cup. Fucking disgusting. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? Oh God. Definitely bestiality because I just, no. If you became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? Definitely have sex with people and masturbate and look at my body, all that fun stuff. What do you wish you had invented? I wish I had invented Post-its. That's what I really wanted to go to my high school reunion and say that I invented. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that movie, Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion, but yeah. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? Watch as many movies as I can because I am a movie fanatic. I don't know. I love acting. I love acting and seeing creative things. So yeah, listen to music, watch TV, all that fun stuff. Hang out with my family as much as I can. That would be nice. Do you have any scars? Yes, I do. I actually have a Harry Potter scar. Nicely enough, it was weird, but yeah. So on my forehead. What's the most, or what's your most used phrase, dirty or not? Definitely sorry. I say sorry a lot. I don't know why. Anything goes wrong, I apologize. Even if it's nothing that is my fault, I just, yeah. That, Jesus Christ, shit, fuck. And then, of course, I'm Batman. Just kidding. How do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? I definitely believe in ghosts. I don't really believe in aliens, but who knows? But yes, ghosts I definitely believe in. I think they're very much real. So guys, that is it. I want to thank Miss for creating this lovely questionnaire, and I hope you had fun listening. Bye.